Merkel Media.
Welcome to this Wednesday special edition of The Confessionals. This is an episode brought to you by MerkMerch.com. I have some of the Merk merch right here. If you're watching on YouTube, look at that one. This is actually my favorite. This is absolutely my favorite design. The alien hand, six-fingered logo. On the back, you got The Confessionals. The tag is Merkel Media. Listen, friends, we have a special guest here in studios. Go ahead and check out MerkMerch.com if you want to get your merch. But anyways, we got Joel Thomas here in studio. How are you? By the way, before we get into that, I have a hat around here somewhere of Merk merch right there. If you want to get yourself a hat, you guys have been asking for a hat all these years. Well, we got ourselves the Confessionals logo hat, trucker hat edition. More to come if you guys enjoy the store and you guys purchase the stuff. I have more designs already ready, but I love this hat and I don't know where it came from, but we'll just zing it back over there. Joel, how are you?
What's up, man?
All right, man. Listen, you were swinging through the area and you wanted to stop in, and I thought it was a great idea because, we're launching a brand new podcast at Merkel Media, and it's going to be hosted by somebody around here. I don't know who.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out, too. Yeah.
We've teased it for a while, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we start talking about the podcast, what people can expect from it. Tell us what the name of the show is going to be.
Free the Rabbits is the name of the podcast. And I came up with that name because I've been involved in like the, I guess, truther community or conspiratorial world for a long time. Honestly, for well before they started calling it any of that. You know, I was interested in conspiracies. Man, when I was a kid, I remember watching old Bigfoot documentaries, you know, in like late 80s, early 90s, man. So, yeah. You know, UFOs, all that stuff, unsolved mysteries, man. I remember they used to do their episodes on alien abductions. Those were my favorite. So to me, I was always into this kind of stuff. But I've noticed since, you know, 2016 into 2020, a lot of crazy stuff was happening in the world. And I was a part of seeing it and trying to understand it like everyone else. And I think that it opened me up to a side of conspiracies, for good or bad. I learned a lot from it. And I think that when I decided to branch out on my own and, you know, I became full-time with Merkel Media and started, you know, delving into what I really wanted to do with podcasting. Because I told you before, like, I wasn't real sure exactly what I wanted to do with podcasting.
Yeah.
And I had some ideas, but I wanted to do it in a different way than I had done things in the past. And one of those things is delving into the conspiratorial world, but not getting lost in the sauce. And I think that so many people, myself included at times, it's very easy to get lost in the rabbit hole, to get lost in what those things actually are. And it detaches you from the quote unquote real world. And I know there's a contingent of people in the truther community that will say, the real world's the fake world, it's the matrix, man. You're getting like, well, okay, but you still have to live in it and you still have to connect to people and you still need to be able to interact in that world with others, because we were put on this earth to make it better. And I think people get so caught up in the negativity that they get lost in themselves. They don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
And I think people supplement these conspiracies for their own inadequacies, their own insecurities, the things that they need to work on in their lives. And I've noticed people who are actively trying to work on themselves, actively trying to be better human beings to other human beings and not dehumanizing others, because that's another thing about the conspiratorial world that's fascinating to me. It's the dehumanization of other people. Mm-hmm. You know what? I can look at somebody and not agree with their lifestyle, agree with what they do, but that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to negate them as a human being or act like they don't have any intelligence. Man, listen, I could look at a subject like, here's a good one for you, the shape of the earth.
I knew you were going
so
there.
So the shape of the earth gets people so tight, yeah, especially in the conspiratorial world.
Yes.
Because people are so deep rooted on what they think about that subject from either part of the spectrum, right? Where you see the globers and then you got the effiers, the flat earthers, right? And I tend to think that there's other options. It's not just those two. And on my podcast, I will eventually get into some of those ideas. I'm going to break down what I really think about flat earth. I'll break down what I think about the globe earth system. You know, I think that a lot of times, the truth somewhere in the middle. And I think that's the truth with a lot of things in life, right? Once you get so deep rooted on one thing, it becomes your identity. Mm. When a conspiracy becomes your identity, when your podcast is named something about the dome or something about it being round.
Isn't there one called the Flat Earth Podcast?
Yeah, I think there's one called that. So, I mean, I know there's guys out there, their first name is Flat Earth. Flatter so-and-so or whatever. And that's like,
I got you.
You've become that identity, because what happens if you were to find out that that conspiracy wasn't true or there was fallacies within it? You've created and monetized your whole identity around that. You have no way to go back on it.
Yeah.
Same thing with like the Globe Earth system. I'm not here to say that, you know, NASA and the government's telling us everything that's true. I don't believe that for a minute. I don't think they're telling us the full truth, but I also don't think they're telling us full lies either. The best lies have a lot of truth sprinkled in with them. Yeah. And I think that that's what I'm trying to do with this podcast, is be able to dig into these conspiracies legitimately, not dog people out that think a certain way, either way of the spectrum, but also encourage them to not hold so deep rooted on these conspiracies where they become your identity. They guide your every part of life.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are flat earthers that think that if you don't believe the earth's flat, you're going to hell, because the Bible tells us the earth's flat. Yes. Uh-huh. They'll bring up the verses in the Bible and everything, which I've read those verses and I know them. And I can tell you, honestly, going through the Hebrew, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what that is. Now, again, if you think that's what it is, that's fine. You can have a belief system, but also know that there's no way I can prove this. I can look at information. It's like, you and I can't prove that it's round either, right? I can't take you to space.
Yeah, I haven't gone.
You know, the joke is, and just to quote a good friend of this podcast and mine, Juan Ayala, he always laughs. He's like, take me to space, take me to the ice wall. You can't do either, but you can take me where? Inside the earth. He's like, you know, I think hollow earth is a really interesting theory that, you know, I think we know the mammoth caves, we know of cave systems. There's certain things that are provable. Mm-hmm. The problem with conspiracies is generally they're theories. Now, we got conspiracy facts that come out later that we know, like, okay, we can point to this. We know the government did this. They released this information. We know for a fact this is a fact. The problem is people grab conspiracies, make it their lifestyle, to the point that it controls them. And generally speaking, those people are unhappy with their own lives. They're unhappy with something going on, and they need to be able to point to something that's going on with the government, something that's going on in the world as a reason to why they can't be successful, why they can't achieve what they want to achieve, why that they feel like they're suppressed. Again, I'm not saying that the government doesn't do some of these things. I'm not negating that. Like, I get it. Like, there are algorithms in place to suppress certain information. There's all these things exist, but if we believe that there is a higher power that is ultimately over all of that, that doesn't matter what the algorithm's doing. You're still going to find success. You're still going to find your way. Mm-hmm. You may go through some trials and tribulations to get there. Yeah, you know, we all do. But I feel like there's a better way to live, Tony. Like, I feel like that people get so caught up in this just negative, you know, suppression over the earth, that people forget in the 80s, man, this was going on then. Matter of fact, 100 years before that, what do you think they were doing in Roman times, man? People that were slaves, they probably thought the world was ending. The world's been ending forever. Like, and I think people get so caught up in, like, it's about to happen. Look what's going on overseas. Newsflash, it's been going on overseas forever, and it's not going to stop. We don't know when the world's going to end. We don't know when this reset's going to happen, or whatever you want to call it. We don't know.
Yeah.
We can't live life like it's going to happen tomorrow and stop living.
Yeah, it even stops us from being it definitely stops us from being the productive people that we're meant to be in our lives, whether it's, you know, doing, you know, say it's podcasting or whatever, or down to the most human things where, say, you know, you're a parent, you know? Yeah. And one of the things that I'm very careful of is making sure that what I do doesn't reflect in how I raise my kids.
Right.
You know, like, there are times throughout years that I'm like, man, if it's going to happen, I can see the world ending right now.
Right.
You know, but that can't lead my actions for tomorrow and how I raise the kids, because, you know, there's been 100 years ago that thought that, and they were clearly wrong. And so I don't want to raise my kids in a certain way that is not preparing them for a lifelong, maybe, struggle here on earth, you know?
Right.
So,
or not. Maybe they have a great life.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part. Everything's great. That's right.
But, you know, it's like, I know people that'll go outside and see a plane flying by and freak out because chemtrails are coming down on them and run and hide in the house. Like, it's... You see this kind of behavior all the time with people where they live their life in fear.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are Christians, which is hilarious to me. Mm-hmm. Why are you living life in fear? I read Revelations and it's going to happen tomorrow. Like, do you know? Do you? And a matter of fact, that biblically, God created this earth for us to live on and for us to be stewards of it. So our job is to live life to the fullest, to show love and compassion to everyone, not just the people you like, and live that to a point to where others can, you know, find that connectability themselves, and not by beating them over the head with some sort of rhetoric. Mm. And again, here's the thing too, I want to express when I start doing this podcast, there are going to be topics that I delve into that I may not necessarily adhere to everything about it. I'm delving into the topics to show you what they are.
Mm-hmm.
I may tell you throughout, like, this is what I think about this, but I always have the right to change my mind with more information.
No.
Yeah, you can't. But it's like the people that have a certain belief system, Christians, and I can beat on Christians because I am one, but they're the type to dogmatically, somebody that's not a Christian, who's well-read and intelligent on certain subjects, to discount everything and all the work that they've done. That's ludicrous, because they have spent the time and they have done the research. Now, you can say, hey, I don't agree with these things because they don't line up with how I believe. That's nothing wrong with that. We're all allowed to have these belief systems, but people will say, you don't know what you're talking about. They did a lot of work. They probably know what they're talking about, at least from their lens. You know how you and I always talk about people look at things through different lenses?
Yeah.
Like, you and I could be in a room and something paranormal could happen with someone who is Wiccan, right? Mm-hmm. We'll both see it. will both react to it, but I guarantee you will both have a different conclusion of what that said thing was. Mm-hmm. That doesn't discount their knowledge. They're just coming from a different angle. I may not agree with that, and I may say it's dangerous the road that you're going down, but I don't have to sit there and dehumanize that person and act like that they're not, you know, a person.
Yeah.
And that's what I've seen in this truther community so much. So much to the point that I told you, I didn't know if I wanted a podcast anymore.
Yeah.
Because I was exhausted with it. I was absolutely exhausted with the comments of people trying to tell you how something is. You'll see it online all the time. No. This verse means that. Or no. The Sumerians said, or whatever, right? And that's fine. That's what the comments are for. But it also spews out into real life, where you don't agree with that person, so now you dehumanize them because they're not a real person anymore and you want to attack them. And that's with anything. Politics is a really good one, right? And on the podcast, I'm sure I'll delve into some political things. And if people know anything about my stance, I'm pretty apolitical. So I look at both ends of the spectrum and the ones in the middle and kind of tell you what's going on, even from a cult angle behind all of it. And that's kind of what I want to do with this podcast, is delve into that, but also let you decide what you want to glean from it or what you want to believe from it. Because I'm not here to tell you what a conspiracy theory is for a fact, because none of us can say that a theory is a fact. You mm-hmm. just can't. You can say you believe these things because of the information that you've studied, but the problem is somebody else could see that same information and get something completely different from it. You know, it's like people that believe that nuclear bombs are fake, right? They'll say, well, you just haven't dug deep enough. That's the best one from the truther community. You ain't digging deep enough. You got to dig deeper. Deeper. Yeah. Like, I see it all the time. And it's like, dude, I could have done the same amount of time and research and read the exact same documents you did and still think that it's not that. Mm-hmm. I've done that, you know, talking about the shape of the earth. People argue with me all the time. Like, you just haven't read this guy, or you haven't looked into this to know. Actually, I have. And I don't think like you. I have every right to do that. But I think, and this is something I just realized a couple months ago when I was talking about doing this podcast, what I found is why people get so angry online, or people get so angry in real life, if you don't think like they do on a topic, it's a subconscious, deep-rooted thing inside of them. If you don't think like me, you think I'm stupid and you don't like me. It's true. It's a natural human reaction to think immediately that if somebody doesn't think like me, that they don't like me or they don't appreciate what I think.
They don't get along with me.
Right. And that's not true, though. People don't understand that we can have different ideas, but also respect each other and understand that. And listen, I'm not going to say that I haven't been part of the problem in the past, because I've definitely been pretty loud and pretty like in your face about things. And listen, guys, to you out there, I'm not going to change being hyper, because that's just me. And I'm going to be like off the hinge sometimes. It's just my personality. I'm kind of off the hinge right now. But as far as screaming to people, telling you how something is, for sure, especially a theory, that's not really my style. Like, I want people to dig into these theories and understand, man, there's some weird stuff going on out here, but it doesn't need to control us. And that's the whole point of Free the Rabbits, is to literally free the rabbits. Like, we're going to pull these rabbits out of the hole. We're going to expose them. And then you can decide what you want to do with them. You know, my phrase for this whole podcast is touch grass and get your tail out the hole. That's what you need to do, man. Like, get, literally go touch grass. And I love it when the guys that attack the guys in the conspiracy world or truther community are always like, man, get out and touch grass, man. Y'all are crazy. They're not wrong. Truther community, you need to touch grass. You need to understand that there is a real world out there that is not conspiratorial, that we need to help other people. You know, something telling you that I realized, and I told you about this, and I wanted to find a way that I could connect to people on a real level. What I encourage people to do is find some way to help your community in some way, whether it's helping the homeless or, you know, helping a soup kitchen or whatever, right? I'm just naming off a couple of things that are pretty normal for people to understand, but there could be some unique way that I don't know about that you could do that. I encourage you to find a way to do that. And I know most people say, I don't have time. you got time to play video games for 8 hours a week. You got time to do this. If you look at time management, you probably got a couple hours during the week that you could do something to help somebody. That's how you fight the system, Tony. Fighting the system is connecting people on the ground level to being able to build an infrastructure of compassion and kindness that they don't want us to have, because they want us to dehumanize each other. They want us to look at each other like cattle, just like they look like us. And that part of it's true. We do know that part of it's true. That's not a theory. Like, that's pretty true that they don't like us at the top. And that's just the 1% or less than 1%, 0.001, whatever. But I want to show people a way to look at these topics and say, you know what? Here's a possibility for these things to be true. Here's some facts that will help you see that this may or may not be true. I think that's important. I think this is a way to do it that will reach not only the truther community, but also people outside of it that look at people with a, you know, a mind that looks at things critically. They may look at you like a kook for doing that, but here's a way to do it in a way that doesn't come off that way. Because listen, there's a lot of crazies in this community too. There is. And I'll say that because I've been in it long enough to know that there are people that live their complete lives around these theories to the point they live in fear. They go out, they don't connect with people, think the government's coming to get them. Newsflash, if you don't have a few M's in your bank account and you're working some sort of counter-political attack, they probably don't care about you. Like, I'm just being honest, man. Like, that's anything just the truth.
Anything that happens to you is probably just a side effect of the bigger scheme that was at play.
For sure. You know, I don't foresee you being on like some radar. And everybody talks about, I'm on the radar. That's why they're stopping my Instagram posts. That, or your stuff's just not engaging. Like, it could be that too. Like, there's a possibility that it's not the algorithm. It's just like your content's not that great. And that's true too. You know, people will say that my creative stuff is not getting out there because of this, or my job's falling apart because of the government, or this is happening. Listen, some of it could be true. I'm not saying that that part of it's not there, but there's also a bigger thing at play that you're using these conspiracies as an excuse to not achieve your full potential. You know, you and I have a belief in God. I believe that God's bigger than all this. So no matter what weird thing that the government's doing or whatever, it's only allowed to happen to me if God allows it. That's it. Otherwise, I don't need to worry about it. And even then, I don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, it's pushing through that bubble. It's like 2 or 3 minute video on YouTube of Steve Jobs. There's another keyword, right? Steve Jobs. But he had a lot of great advice back in the day. And it was about a 2-3 minute video from like 93. Somebody was interviewing him. He looked like he was sitting in a garage. He probably was. And he was just talking about pushing through life, like this metaphorical bubble. And once you push through, there's a whole other realm of existence on the other side. And it kind of goes back to that idea that, you know, you don't have to be the best person in the room. You just have to be the last one standing. And how much endurance are you going to have at the end of the day? I mean, listen, like, I'm not the most talented podcaster. I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I just was dumb enough to stay in the room the longest and keep going and keep grinding. And here I am doing it for a living, and I'm thankful for that.
Right.
But it's something that, like, I know, because there was a guy, and this is no shade on him. That's why I'm not even going to say his name. But him and I literally started our shows the same day, the same year. We didn't know each other at this time. And he went more of the YouTube route, and I went more of the podcasting route. Now I'm doing YouTube years later. His show on YouTube was getting a lot of traction. It was a really good show. And I adamantly believe he's better than me. He was better than me. He would still be better than me today. But when we would talk, we were friendly. There was no competition, you know? But life kind of just got, there was things that happened in life that he couldn't, you know, get past. And he had to focus in on that. And he felt like he had to let go of his show. I strongly believe if he would have found a way to hold on to that show and keep going with it, he would easily be at 1.5 million subscribers on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a awesome show. Great personality. He wasn't so like crazy like me with the energy and just like, oh my God, you're going crazy. It's just how I am. It's not for a show. It's just how I am, you know? When you listen to the older shows of me being tame, that was literally me putting on a show. Like, that's not me. When I hear something, I want to freak out. And I was just so chill because I was like, well, I don't want to scare people away. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I'm just going to be myself. But he was very chill.
Yeah.
Relaxed. In fact, he gave me a lot of Wes Germer vibes from Sasquatch Chronicles. And he was friends with Wes too. I use him as an example because I think that there's two different examples right there. We literally started at the same time and one just kept standing. And I think that a lot of times people, you know, can maybe not see past their immediate situation as to what life could be if they just keep pushing.
Right.
And I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. And they use this conspiratorial world as a scapegoat for their problems because instead of trusting God, or if you're not a Christian or don't have a belief in God, at least trust in the ability that you have to push through.
I trust in me. I thank me.
But, you know, it's the doomer mentality. And you see it in the truther world, the conspiratorial world. It's this black-pilled, it's over with anyway. It's a matrix. Yeah. It doesn't exist. I always laugh and make a joke about those type of people. I'm like, why are you not out there doing the most ridiculous stuff? If it's not real, like, why are we just like not, like, I'd be jumping off of roofs hoping I fly, like all this stuff. The problem is that people need a reason for why they can't do something or bad things are happening to them. And sometimes bad things happen to good people, man. And that's part of the free will that I believe that's part of this world. And, you know, people will argue that, well, that's the reason why there's not a God, because bad things are happening to people. The issue is there's free will. And when somebody has free will, they can do bad things to people because they have the free will to do it. If God was to step in and stop that, then free will wouldn't exist. So you have to look at it from that lens.
I literally just wrote about this morning. So I think I've said this on my show recently. I don't know if it's a member or private show, but or public show, but I'm writing a lot in private, and I'm hyper-focused. I'm learning more about myself, and I'm the kind of person that, you know, when it comes to reading the Bible, I'll read like a verse or two and I just hyper-focus on it.
Yeah.
Or I hyper-focus on an idea. Like for the last like 2 months, I can't stop thinking about eternity and the idea of eternity. What does that mean? What is tangibly, like, how can I possibly try to fathom something that's outside my personal existence? Like I'm not eternal. I'm very finite. And so I literally wrote about what you're talking about this morning. And part of this is awful for podcasting, but I'm not going to read it. I was literally going to open my phone up and read it, but I haven't revised it enough to feel comfortable. Cause I was really like, when I'm writing, I comb through it a lot.
Right.
And every word is calculated. And I just don't think I should. But on that note, what you're talking about, I think part of that is that because God is eternal and omniscient and everything at one time, and he exists at a time, I think the time thing is the big thing here.
It's tough for us to think that way in a nonlinear fashion.
Very much. Like, if he exists at a time, so that means that the moment creation happened, free will came into existence. The angels rebelled. Goliath was killed. Jesus was born, crucified, and resurrected. You were born. I was born. My kids were born at that very moment because he's outside of time.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as that happens, it already happened. And
that's what people don't understand. When God's omniscient and omnipresent, he's not looking at it in a timely fashion or like a linear fashion. Like us, it's like literally, it's all there at once.
Why didn't you? It's because it already happened. Like, right. I'm not in that. I don't exist in that frame that you exist in. And there are dominoes that fell immediately, always.
Which I think a lot of spiritual beings exist outside of that space too. Especially when we're talking about interdimensional things that are in interdimensional spaces, it's outside of that time frame. Now, there may be some interdimensional spaces that do adhere to some sort of time frame, but I also think that there's, when you're talking about heavenly realms, you know, there's, you know, Peter talked about seven heavens. I think it was Peter talked about seven different levels, Paul, seven different levels of heaven. And I'm sure there's somebody out there right now ready to blast me up in the comments. Like, it was Thomas, like, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's coming. Like, sorry, guys. I can't remember off the top of my head. I honestly think it was Peter, but it was in some sort of Dead Sea Scroll where they were talking about the seven different levels to heaven. And the occult talks about that, seven different levels to heaven. It's a known fact in all both sides of the spectrum that there were seven different levels.
Didn't the angel, wasn't the creation of angels before the creation of Earth?
Yeah, way before. And I think too, that when you're talking about angelic beings, we have no idea when they were created. We don't know how long they were around. Mm-hmm. That's why, you know, I talk about old Earth a lot and how I think there were angel civilizations here, Mars, other planets. Oh, and I know there's a crowd out there ready to crucify me.
Take it to Free the Rabbits.
You're right. Take it to Free the Rabbits. Attack me there, guys.
Attack them there.
and I'm good with the bad comments. You know, generally the people that have followed me from other podcasts to here to now, Free the Rabbits, they know generally I have a pretty fun time with comments, like even the bad ones. So like, to me, you know, I get it. If you don't think like me, that's fine. And you have every right to write that in the comments. But I do feel like though that the malicious veracity that people get angry at each other over topics that none of us can really prove. Listen, I can't prove God. Like, there's a good one for you right there. So yeah. I can tell you that these things have happened in my life. I've seen certain things. I know these things to be true. And I know that there's a power in the name of God. And I know that things have left me or reacted a certain way because of these things, or certain things have pushed me on a certain path in life because of my belief in God. I can show those things to you tangibly, but I can't show you God. I can't just like grab God and show you God, right? And I think that's the atheist's biggest hurdle, is like, I can't see it. I can't understand it. It doesn't exist at that point, which to their point, I understand. Like, I understand. Honestly, I understand an atheist more so than some other people. Like, it to me, I get it. Like, the cut and dry thing, like, you know what? It's the Big Bang. It's evolution. It's this. I can get down with that. Like, I understand your point of view when it comes to that. But when we start acting like that, oh, no, God's this or God's that, and he's, you know, it starts getting muddied at that point. And I think that with this podcast, I'm hoping to open people up to viewpoints that they're not used to seeing. And at the same time saying, listen, I'm giving you this information, but none of it could be true.
Like, I could be wrong.
Right.
I could be wrong.
Because I've done the research on the topic. And I think that's where, especially Christians, get really angry at people who profess to be Christians, who bring new ideas to the table, because they don't understand that these are researchable topics. They're to be talked about. Mm-hmm. And then we break them down in the way that we think that we want to consume them. It doesn't mean that you have to, he researched that and talked about it. He believes it. Like, no, like, being a researcher is being a researcher. It doesn't mean that the information that you're presenting as truth. Mm-hmm. Now, if I say that I think this is it, then you can crucify me to the wall, like, and say, he did it. Like, that's fine. I'm down with that.
You did say that you can change your mind, though.
Absolutely. And I agree with that. And I love the guys that can change their mind. You know, and I know guys that are globers, flat earthers, and I go back to that because that's a hot topic in the conspiratorial world. It has been for a long time. That believe in either or, that are very open to being proven wrong, too. Where they're like, you know what? I could be wrong. And I like guys like that. Mm-hmm. I like a guy that comes to me and says, you know what? I believe the earth's flat and this is why, but maybe I'm wrong. Same opposite way with a glober. I've heard the same thing. Like, well, I can't prove space. Like, I can sit there and listen to someone talk about the astronomical charts and all of these things, and this is why I believe that, but I can't prove it because I can't go there.
You know what's funny is it just happened this weekend. I was at a kid's birthday party, 9-year-old turning nine, and I was standing around talking to a guy who has extensive is an extensive career as a sniper, mm-hmm. and we were talking, and he said about how when he's shooting for like if you're shooting at a target that's like mm-hmm. 2,000-3,000 yards away, he said you have to aim certain ways and stuff. And then he I forget how he said it, but he said something about like and we weren't talking about flat earth, but he's like and you have to account for the spinning of the earth. And so by the time your bullet gets to the target, it's actually on target. And I said, it sounds like you just kind of through that disprove this idea of flat earth. And he's like, I don't know. And then at the same party, I was talking to somebody else and I was like, yeah, he over here said da 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 da. And they're like, well, actually, no, the reason why that, because they were flat, I guess they were looking into flat earth. And it's like, there's like, well, actually, this is the reason why, or they had some kind of thing. I was like, interesting, you know?
Yeah. And
just collecting data.
And that's the thing. Like, I've dug deep onto both sides of it. So for me, I see the arguments and I also see the arguments against both. Mm-hmm. So the problem is when people believe something, they want to believe it so bad that they won't look into the antithesis of it, to where they're going to sit there and say, you know what, I believe this, but let me look at the antithesis of it. You know, I get flack sometimes for being a Christian and believing a certain way. Your mind's not open enough because you're not looking at it the way it should be. Religion is here to control us. I agree with all those statements. As a matter of fact, I think religion itself was a construct to control us. I think the church was a construct to control what Christianity was supposed to be from the beginning. So I agree with you there. Like when people attack the Christian society or Christians as a general, I generally agree with a lot of what they're saying and I understand their point of view. However, what you don't understand about me is like I went through about 15 years of my life or longer where I did dig into everything else but that because I wanted nothing to do with it, to then come back around and say, it's very odd that Helena Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society and the UN and all of these global organizations have made it an absolute mission to exterminate Christianity. Why is it in their documentation behind the scenes to do that? You have to ask the question, mm-hmm. why is it? And it's not just the church. They don't care about the church. They care about the tenets of said, I won't even say religion, but the lifestyle of Christianity, because I hate religion. So why is it that these elite level occultists who are tied into upper echelon politics doing everything they can to exterminate something if there's no validity to it? You have to ask the question, and then maybe you can spin out on what you think about it. And I've heard all the arguments. I've heard all the sagas, the Bach saga, and like how religion's all fake and how it's a bunch of dudes that understand that everything came from Norwegian culture and there's no such thing as the Middle East. And yeah, I'll talk about that on the podcast at some point too. But there's a lot of different theories and ideas. And again, they're theories and ideas. There could be truths even within the wildest of theories. And I'm open to that. I think there is. I think I believe in the weird. You know I do. Mm-hmm. But you still gotta go outside and touch the grass, man. You can't live in this perpetual state of weirdness. Mm-hmm. You're gonna weird everyone else out around you. Mm-hmm. And the key point is to not look at them like that big bad word in the truther community, sheep. Oh, they're sheep. Can't talk to them. Look at them. They're just sitting there eating their grass and mooing. Like
that's a cow, Joel.
It's cattle. But it's true though, because we dehumanize people just basically speaking of them like they're cattle, they're sheep, they're cows, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And because of their behavior, when in actuality, some of them might be living the happiest lives, the most blissful lives ever, and happy going out, living their lives while you're sitting in a basement, looking in front of your screen, freaking about the world ending. Mm. Listen, our jobs are not to wake people up, Tony. It's not. Our jobs are to present information and people can do with it what they want to. We can tell them how we think, how we believe, but our only job here on this earth, and I believe that, is to connect to people and show them love and compassion. And that's it. The other stuff's just extra. If somebody happens to wake up along the way because of something you said, fantastic. But my job's not to wake people up. My job is to show love and compassion. Now, with this podcast, my job is to present theories. We're going to break them down. I'm going to show you extensive research on topics. I may tell you I think this or think that, but it's still, I just think it. I could be totally wrong by tomorrow. You know, I did a podcast with you almost 3 years ago now called Nephilim Portal Babies. Some of those ideas that I presented then, I think differently about now. Mm-hmm. You know, even the Book of Enoch, right? Like, there's a lot of debate on the Book of Enoch, this apocryphal book, whether it should be in the Bible, should it not, how much of it was written by Enoch. You know, I'm very open to some of these ideas, whereas originally I looked at it as somewhat of a negative thing, even though I thought there was a lot of truth coming out of it. And I do think that there is some level of it that is manipulated, but I do think, though, that there are at least documented parts of it that were written by the original Enoch, or at least the good Enoch. And that's 3 years of me being open to the fact that the information I'm presenting now by the research that I've done is how I feel in this moment. It doesn't mean that it can't change. You know why, Tony? Because it's a freaking theory. It's not a fact.
Yeah.
And we get so caught up in theology and theories as being fact when there's no viable evidence for it. Just like there's no viable evidence for God. You and I can say that there's God because of what he's done in our lives. But if I'm looking at an atheist, I cannot show them God. You know how I can? How I act.
Representation.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. So with this podcast, Free the Rabbits, people can go and subscribe to it right now. And it is going to be released for the very first time this coming Friday, June 21st. Now, with the podcast, can people expect to hear interview style stuff, or can they be expecting more monologue stuff, or a mixture of both?
I would say heavily monologue style. It's going to be a lot of my research. And I think that I found out through me doing podcasts over the years, doing monologue style stuff where I'm able to present coherently the research that I've done and be able to break things down the way that I want to. I feel I do that very well. And I know a lot of people will come to hear me talk about certain topics. 75% of the time, you're going to see that. But it doesn't mean that I won't have guests on from time to time either. If I feel like it's something very important that I want to talk about and they are really adept at a certain subject, or if I'm happening to talk to a podcast friend of mine and we're talking about something we're both very into, mm-hmm. let's both get on here and talk about all the research we've done about this particular topic. Yeah. I think that that's what I want to do, because I like to present the stuff that I look into so people can take from that, right? You know, I know that you're very good at the interview style. You bring people on and they tell whatever research they've done or the interactions that they've had with the paranormal world or aliens or whatever else, right? There could be some of that that happens on my show, especially, you know, through my podcast travels, like who I'm talking to. I've worked with a lot of people. There'll be people on the show from time to time. But I do think that for me to maximize my full potential, I really want people to hear what I have to say mm-hmm. about these topics. So you're going to see a lot of that. So if you like hearing me talk, come over there. If you don't, then definitely it ain't for you.
And that's okay. And that's okay. Right. I say the same thing. I mean, I'm not for everybody. So if I'm not for you, there's plenty of other people out there.
I've seen comments over the past couple of years where people are like, I just don't like his voice. Like, I don't like him.
Your voice?
Yeah. They don't like it. They don't like, and that's fine. They might actually like what I'm talking about, but like, I just can't stand it. It grates on me. And I have people like that too, where I'm like, man, you know, they're really good at research or whatever. I just don't like the way they smack their lips or whatever. It bothers me. Mm. And it's, you know, that's the beauty of having a million, 3.5 million, I think at this point, podcasts in the world. It's like, you gotta find something you like.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, there's plenty out there. There's plenty out there. Not, they don't always update all the time, but
right
here at the confessionals, we do. We try to at least. But yeah, people can go check it out right now. You can hit subscribe so you don't miss it. You don't forget about subscribing. You can go to any podcast playing app and you can see the feed is there. If I'm not mistaken, there should be a trailer there for you as well to be able to hit play on and get your whistle wet. But Free the Rabbits on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. We are doing video format too. So it'll be on Rumble and YouTube. You are leaning heavily into the Rumble side of things.
Yeah, YouTube definitely, it'll be up every week. Now, because of some of the subject matter that I delve into, YouTube won't be as friendly for some of that. So you will get a trailer on those weeks where I'm just pointing you to go to Rumble. For the people that are unfamiliar with how Rumble works now, Rumble is vastly changed over the past couple of years. Rumble has its own app that's in the iPhone store. It's also in any Droid store that you're into. So it operates just like any YouTube app. I think that was a lot of people's deterrent from Rumble in the past, was the fact that it didn't have an easy to use app. You can go find me there at Free the Rabbits. The good thing about Rumble is, as of now, it's a wide open free speech platform. So I will be able to really go balls to the wall on some of these subjects that I want to. Again, if you follow me on YouTube, you'll get most of the podcast, because most of the podcasts will be able to be viewed there. But there will be from time to time where I'm like, this is not going to be okay for YouTube because of the subject matter. Now, to that point, for the most part, this podcast will be listenable to you, your kids, depending on the subject matter. So it's not like there's going to be cursing or anything crazy like that. The format will work very much like the confessionals, but subject matter wise, there will be topics that will be delved into, and I can't help it that they're going to be graphic at times or whatever because of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It just has to be that way, because there's nowhere, you can't dance around some subjects, and I want to talk about them because I think it's important for people to understand what this theory is or what's going on here, and then being able to say, yeah, I don't buy much stock into that or whatever. Like, one of the subjects that I'm going to delve deep into here shortly in the next month or two is EGI. And EGI is a very touchy subject in this world. And if people don't know what EGI is, it's elite gender inversion is what it's called. And I will talk about all of that and how that connects to Baphomet and everything else. But I want to talk about that subject in a way that people can understand, like, hey, it's not everything. Like, people get really down these rabbit holes and they hold true to these things where it's like, it's everybody in Hollywood, it's everything. It's like, man, that world doesn't exist. But let me show you what could exist. Let me show you how there are these things that could be manipulated, but on a very small scale. And I think that it's good to be able to look at these topics and show people, like, here's something you hadn't heard, or if you did hear it, here's a little bit better way to take it and say, you know what? I like some of that, but the rest of it's just a bunch of junk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's a show that's needed. I think that in these spaces that have, you know, a lot of these kind of types of conversations, you go all their separate routes and stuff. And I think the common theme is people who host these shows explore what they think about these different topics and stuff through either conversation or monologue. And I just think that what you're going to offer is going to be more so on the unique side than what people would get on other podcasts. You being who you are with the knowledge that you have. And if you're just tuning in for the first time ever and you don't know who I am or Joel is, Joel has spent a large chunk of his adult life pursuing the darker side of existence. And he came around full circle, back to God. And so you have an experience that kind of a lot of people maybe don't always have going into these topics. And so I'm interested to hear how the show goes. I believe in it. That's why we're putting it on Merkle Media's platform. I believe in you as a podcast host, and I'm excited to see how fast this thing takes off. But I know I said it before, but I'll say it again before we get out of here. Please go ahead and subscribe to Free the Rabbit so you don't miss an episode. If you feel so inclined to be super, super, duper, duper nice, hit the 5-star rating and review and leave a happy review. All the haters out there, please just find some humanity.
Yeah, I generally expect normally if there's people that just vehemently don't like me.
There's going to be, now that I said that, there's going to be some negative reviews before the show even launches.
Well, and I think too, what'll happen is I'll get those one stars out of the way because it'll just be people that have been waiting for me to drop the podcast to drop a one star. And that's just life. And I've learned to not let that affect me. Because I think that falls in line very much with how the truther community thinks about algorithms and how that the government's trying to suppress them. It's the same thing with that too. Like, we can't let those negative things affect what we're trying to build.
That's the funny thing that I'm, and you and I are different in a lot of areas. I mentally can't handle reading comments. I can't because when the negative stuff happens, it distracts me. I don't get anything done that day. Right. Because I do a few things. One, it'll distract me in the sense that I get beside myself, especially when it's something like I can handle criticism that's actual criticism.
Right.
But the jerkiness, you know, and I'll spend time trying to craft a comment back. And then I'm like, well, I'm not responding to all the happy comments. So I got to go hit the happy comments. And I'm just, it's a waste of my life, right? Like, right. I can't handle it. You can. But one thing that we have learned over the years is that there is no such thing as a negative comment, because even the people who are in the comment section saying nasty things to you or about you, they're helping you by being there.
Right.
They hit play. And even if they skipped hitting play and they just hit right to the comment section, that algorithm is saying, hey, people are really engaging on this video. Let's pump this more to people.
So
sometimes it seems like the haters are the one that really push your stuff to another level. So I've noticed that our subscribers on YouTube have really dropped off. So I want to invite the haters to come back and just say some really, just get really nasty to me in there. Just really, really just say what you want, because we're trying to hit that 100,000 mark. We're right there, but it's been a little slow recently.
Yeah, and I think that happens. You go through, and for people that don't know, I also run most of your social media stuff. All of it.
Except for my personal.
Right.
Like my personal.
But I track algorithms. So I understand how they work, and I understand what content works, what doesn't work. Sometimes I try new things to see if something works. I'm like, that was a dud. I'll try something else. I generally know kind of how things work. And it's funny, some of our, million, engagement posts, 80% of it's negative, where people are just arguing back and forth. It might not be all negative, but it's like somebody positive for it. It's arguing with somebody negative for it. Yeah. And they'll be arguing for 3 weeks. I'll just see the same names popping up in the feed. I'm like, these guys are still going at it for 3 weeks on one post. It's wild. And I think, to me, I'm just fascinated with it more than anything. I'm not even mad. It's more fascination.
It's like a case study.
How do you have time to do this all day?
To keep track of it. Where did I leave off?
Track of this 100 comment, just a piece of this two people have 100 comments towards each other, which is mind-blowing to me on generally religion. That'll get everybody worked up. Like anything, if it's we did one about CERN. I did a meme about CERN, and it literally, I think we did 400,000, 500,000 views, but man, it was just a mass fest of arguing people over religion.
Really? Over CERN?
So, it's a funny meme because I took the saved on the bell where they come in and he's like, dumb, stupid. And I think I said jokingly that these are the people that think nothing's going on at CERN when you say something's going on at CERN.
But it's dumb, it's stupid.
But I had the idol or the statue of Shiva that's out front of CERN as the backdrop for it. And it just became an absolute, it actually was just more arguing over religion than anything, when really my whole point was, well, no, this is the God of destruction. So clearly it just seems a little weird that would be out front of a place that's just smashing atoms together, especially when there's a lot of other things that's weird coming out of CERN. I mean, at some people's point, and I did listen to some Hindus say, well, the God of Shiva is also the God of rebirth, and that's kind of the point. And I'm like, well, I see your point there, but coupled with everything else that's come out of CERN, with them having a portion of it built over an old temple to Apollo, Apollyon, which ties into Revelation. I mean, there's a lot of different rabbit holes with CERN to where you could say that I don't know if this statue is necessarily meaning rebirth. And maybe it is. Maybe they are here to tear it down to rebuild their own world.
Rebirth a whole new dimension.
Right. So there's that side of it too, where it's like, you probably are right. Yeah. They are trying to rebuild something, but maybe not what is good for the rest of us.
No, I agree. I got to pick up my boy in 15 minutes, so we got to wrap this up. But for the last time, go hit subscribe on Free the Rabbits on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, Rumble. And starting this Friday, you're going to start hearing the wonderful nature of Joel hosting his own show on Merkle Media.
And as far as social media wise, you can catch Free the Rabbits everywhere. X, Instagram, Facebook. The best place to get to all those, though, go to Linktree/Joel Thomas Media. There will be a Free the Rabbits section there with all the socials. So if you just want to go follow my Free the Rabbits podcast, you can follow those socials. So I do have separate socials for all of Free the Rabbits, whatever is your favorite platform, as well as you can go to Joel Thomas Media on any platform and catch all the other stuff I do, like music and films and everything else like that.
All right, friends. Thanks for tuning in to this special broadcast, and Free the Rabbits, hit subscribe. And if you haven't done so yet, what are you waiting on? Go to merkmerch.com, get yourself, cop yourself some apparel. All right, guys. Love yous.
Touch grass and get your tail out the hole.
That's what it was. That's what it was, right? Touch grass, get your tail out the hole. Okay. I was trying to remember it to write it down. Love it.
Thought my old motto was a VA. I was working four cylinders to death. Put it on me, no teammate. Dreams running on fumes, no rest. You could bargain for my soul for a mansion and a couple billboards, no less. Yeah, thank God for a couple roadblocks. I don't know if I'd have stopped where the road ends. Spent years looking for the real me, always came up missing. Yeah. Try to find it at the bottom of the bottle, and I promise ain't sipping. Yeah. Drowning in my vices, I thought I was flying. On the sidelines, trying to be the highlight, but under the bright lights, breaking all the guidelines. Yeah, Mr. Bull with no lifelines. Yeah, screaming, I don't need you. Fighting, but I'm free too. Neon lights make a path for my breath, like smoke in the cold every weekend. Spend years looking for the real me, always came up missing. Yeah, try to find it at the bottom of the bottle, and I promise ain't.